Hello again, everyone, and welcome to another exciting broadcast of Deep Coughing at Deep. I am your host, Jeremy Lopez, and today I want to talk to you for a couple of minutes about call versus work. You know, I was doing a life coaching session this morning. As a life coach, I do them pretty much all day long on certain days of the week, and in one of them, God just dropped this revelation in my spirit to really begin to cause me to understand, and the lady I was talking to really got it and said it was just set her free completely. But one of the things God began to speak to me on is understanding the idea of what it means to work for God and what it means to basically call the things that God wants us to call. And one thing God began to show me was God says, your job is to decree a thing. I didn't say to work a thing, I said to decree a thing in the earth. And so when we begin to decree a thing in the earth, God said it shall be established. The establishment doesn't come from me working. The establishment comes from me decreeing. The establishment comes from God saying, the battle's not yours, the battle is mine. So therefore, when the armies of God begin to really ask the man of God in the Old Testament, the man of God said, I'm not for either one of you guys. I'm not for this army nor from that army. I'm with the army of God. In other words, the battle is not mine, so I'm not going to engage in the battle with each one of you. The battle belongs to God. And the idea for us today as New Testament believers in Christ is that reality, that my job is to not to do the working. My job is not to have to formulate a statement of who I'm for and who I'm against and what I stand for, what I don't stand for. My job is to call. My job is to decree. My job is to say the words that Jesus said. When Jesus walked the earth, he went about doing good, healing all that were sick and oppressed the devil, which means Jesus did the working of the good. My job is to actually speak the working of the good. While God goes and brings forth the establishment of the goodness in the earth, my job is to actually speak the goodness of God into the earth. Jesus said, the words I speak are spirit and they are life, which means my job needs to make sure that my lifestyle is lining up to spirit and life. That everything I say in the earth should be just that. It should be that of what God has said in the spirit and what he's already initiated and what he's already engaged in the sense of the finished work. You know, when Jesus died on the cross, what was it he said? He said, it is done. It is finished. So Jesus actually established the fact that you don't have to work for it anymore. All you have to do is decree it. All you have to do is say it. All you have to do is align your mouth up with what it is that God wrapped up on the cross for you. To where that way the working that has already been done in spirit to take care of any and all situations of our lives and circumstances, because the solution was brought forth at the cross. And knowing that the solution was already established at the cross, my job is to begin to see and to say what it is that that solution is wanting to bring forth today, in today's society, over my life, my job, my career, my family, in all situations. The scripture God began to speak to me earlier was this, that we're called to call those things that be not as though it were. Jesus never said, the Bible never says to work those things. He never says to do those things. It says call those things that be not. So whatever does not exist right now in my life, Jesus said, look, here's what you do. Speak words of spirit and life. The words of spirit is called, it means that you're calling what you're seeing in the spirit as if it was already done, because it already is done in the spirit realm. See, in the spirit realm, you already have this perfect life. In the spirit, you have a life of success, fulfillment, satisfaction, living in abundance in all areas of your walk of life. You know, there's already healing, there's already wholeness, there's already everything and anything you've ever thought or dreamed possible you could have. You already have that stuff in the spirit realm. You have the perfect life already in the spirit realm. Our job is to bring forth the establishment of the kingdom of God on earth as it's done in heaven. So our job is to implement the spirit realm here on planet earth. And the best way to do that, the only way to do that, is to bring forth a faith move, a faith walk. If faith is the substance of things hoped for, the things I'm hoping for, faith has already gone before me to say, here's what you've got to do. You've got to be able to have the faith within that which is already done in the spirit realm. And so faith is the substance of things that I'm hoping for. It's the actual evidence of things not seen. The evidence means that there's already proof there in the spirit realm. It it's already done. So there's evidence that it's already established and done, but if faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, that means I can't see the fact that there's already evidence that it already exists. I can't see the fact there's already evidence that my life is already full of quality. I can't see the fact, but yet there's already evidence in the spirit realm that everything is as it should be, but yet on the earth, guess what? Sometimes there's a lot of adjustments, corrections because of maybe dumb decision making we've done, you know, not thinking straight, not really acting upon the wisdom of God, making you know, reactions instead of basically taking our time to bring forth a response, or doing something that we feel as if needs corrected or done. And so what do? We rely on the fact that I have to do it myself. I have to be able to take care of it. I have to be the one that's adjusting this. And so what does that do? It brings forth overwhelming, me being overwhelmed. It brings forth stress, anxiety. It brings forth so many things that are natural feelings that the spirit realm has no earthly idea what it means. In other words, I've talked to so many people in life coaching sessions, and the number one thing I deal with people on is this: I'm so stressed out right now. I'm so overwhelmed with everything I've got to do. I've got so much stress on me because I've got to take care of, and they'll name what it is they have to take care of. But what we do is we never allow ourselves the freedom to know the battle is the Lord's. The battle, the Lord's job, if we can use that terminology, is to go ahead and do it. Why? Because He knows how to do it best. He knows what it is in the spirit realm, so therefore He knows how to bring the adjustment and the alignment to get it to that place of what is already perfected in the spirit realm. And faith is that key. Faith is the thing that we believe for, to know that, you know what, my job is to call those things that be not as though it were. What is it I want to see in my earth, in my life? What I want to see is I want to see an establishment of what has already been done in the spirit realm. I want to see the establishment of what has already been settled and set into motion for what God has already placed in my life, but yet it's in the spirit, but yet I'm not seeing it in the natural. So what does God want me to do? God wants me to bring forth a call, a clarion call. He wants me to bring forth this establishment within word form, because the word, the Bible says that it's the word of the Lord that breaks asunder between soul and spirit. Are you with me? And you can break it down to know the difference between logos and rhema all you want to, but bottom line is every word is inspired by God. Every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God, it's inspired. Every word that comes out of the mouth of God is actually the done deal. It's already the foundation. It's already the sword that breaks between soul and spirit. So if my mouth lines up to that in which I know God is saying in over my life or through me to my life, then I know that word already has the potential and the power to break asunder between soul and spirit, which means it breaks asunder between me having to work so hard to make it done, difference between that and me just saying it, decreeing it, and calling it, knowing that God already knows the establishment of the working aspect of it. So it here's the idea. It releases us. Do you hear that? It releases us. It releases us from the idea of having to be stressed. It releases us from the idea of being overwhelmed. It releases me from knowing I don't have to work anymore. My job, and you might say, well, Jeremy, you've taught many times before about, you know, action behind your faith. And I would say absolutely true. The action we need to take is the responsibility of what God initiates and tells us to do. So in other words, if I'm in a situation that I say, this needs to be corrected, this needs to be fixed, what I do is I go and fix it. I go and correct it. That's work. God never called us to work for the kingdom. God called us to be in the kingdom. The Bible says the kingdom of God, what? Suffers violence, but the violent take it by force. Taking it by force doesn't mean I have to be able to make a decision in the sense of I've got to do something to fix it. I got to do this to make sure it gets the right answer. No, my job is to be able to know that in Him I live and I move and I have my being. My job is to be in movement of the flow of the Spirit, and yet to be in a now moment of being, and yet shifting and moving and understanding. Understanding that if the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost, that if I'm not experiencing joy, I'm not the kingdom. If I'm experiencing stress, being overwhelmed, if I'm experiencing anxiety, then guess what? I'm not experiencing the kingdom, because the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. So if I'm not experiencing joy, then I'm out of the kingdom. Are you with me? And so I've got to be able to know what keeps me in the kingdom, if I can use that terminology, what keeps me in a kingdom world and kingdom mentality is knowing that my job is to call. My job is to call, move in the joy, knowing the battle is the Lord's, and the more that I begin to move in that aspect of decreeing and moving by spirit and life the words that Jesus spoke, then I'm going to begin to set myself free to maintain and sustain the joy in my life. I'm going to keep myself fresh and anew because I've learned to let go and just call those things that be not as though it already exists. Because I'm not called to make it and establish it. I'm called to call it. If I call it, He brings establishment. If I decree it, He begins to bring the foundation piece to it in the earth. That way, you realize that the battle really has never been about me. The battle's never been mine from the beginning of time. That's why we look at Adam and Eve and realize that the curse came when Adam had to till the ground. The word came through the curse. But yet, because of the fall of man. But by the reconciliation of Jesus, I'm not called to till the ground anymore. I'm talking spirit to you. My job now is no longer do the from the cursing point of view. My job is to do it from the decreeing of let there be. The very original thing that God had when in the whole entire Bible was let there be. The beginning stages of the Genesis effect came forth by let there be, the calling aspect of it, the decreeing aspect of it. What does God want to do? He wants to awaken back the Genesis effect in us, awaken the Genesis mentor in us, awaken the Genesis teacher in us, awaken the Genesis voice in us to say, this situation needs to be corrected. I'm going to start calling it. I'm going to start saying, what it's supposed to be. I'm going to start decreeing what it is that of how I see it in the Spirit, of how God showed me it needs to look. And then He goes before me, and He does the job. He does the rest. He does it all right then and there. And that way, guess what? I'm set free. I'll never know what anxiety and stress and being overwhelmed is that moment, because automatically, guess what I begin to do? I automatically begin to find myself at a place where I am doing what I'm called to do. And what I'm called to do is to say it how God sees it, and say it how I'm seeing it in my spirit, and God does the rest. So today, find yourself in a place where if God says, I need you to do this, if God specifically says, I need you to do this, then guess what? You do it. If God says, this situation needs to be changed, or you see that a situation and a circumstance needs to be adjusted, then if God doesn't tell you, I need you to fire this person, I need you to move here, I need you to buy this car, I need you to do this and do that, work here. If God doesn't give you specific direction, then you know automatically God's going to be the one doing it for you. Because anytime God gives you specific direction on details to do, then guess what? It releases you from the work mode. Think about it. If God goes before you and says, you're going to get a job, I need you to go over here, you're going to apply for a job position, and you're going to get this job. If God tells you to do that, then guess what? You will never experience stress or being overwhelmed. Why? Because you're doing what God told you to do through His perfect will. So I always tell people this. If you feel stress overwhelming, if you feel a sensation that is unhealthy to you, and you say, oh, but God told me to do this, then guess what? God didn't tell you to do that. Because God can never mingle, and He'll never cause you to do something through His will that will cause you anxiety, stress, being overwhelmed. What does it mean when you're stressed out and moving anxiety and being overwhelmed? It releases what? Chemicals, toxins within your body that is harmful to your body. So what you're saying is, God told me to do something that would actually cause something of evil to begin to come back upon me and happen to me. God doesn't work that way. God said, if you line up with my word and I tell you to do something and you do it, then you know it's me by the confirmation of the fruit it's going to bear forth. The confirmation of your body is going to feel empowered. Your body is going to feel more strengthened to make better quality decisions, to do things, as opposed to feeling like, I can't take this, God. I'm stressed out. I'm overwhelmed. Why would you ask me to do something, God, that is overwhelming for me? You see what I'm saying? Because what does the Bible say? God would never put upon you more than you can handle. God would never pour upon you more than you can deal with. So therefore, God's already letting you know, if you're feeling stress and overwhelming a sensation of anxiety, then God is letting you know, you didn't hear me from the beginning. And so always remember that today on this broadcast. Always remember that in your life, that the more that you begin to know what God said, the more that you begin to understand that if I do what God wants me to do and just say it, call it, decree it, speak it, and let there be, then automatically I don't have to till the ground. God goes before me. There's an old saying I say all the time, and that is, It's time to work your mind, not your behind. And that's a true statement. When you work your mind, then you don't have to work your behind. If you work your mind, God will tell you what to do, and you'll never find yourself working your behind, because you automatically know what to do, and you'll always feel empowered through even the actionary thing of doing it. And so don't get confused with, I'm working because God told me to do this. Don't get confused with the working aspect of it as opposed to the doing aspect of it. When you do something God wants you to do, then you never understand stress, anxiety, and pain, sorrow, in the sense of feeling overwhelmed or that you can't handle a situation, because that's a working aspect of it. Doing aspect of it is moving in Him, breathing in Him, being in Him. When you do what God's called you to do, then guess what? You'll only feel more empowered, more strengthened, because why? He says what? He'll give you the peace that will surpass your natural understanding. Natural understanding wants you to work. Natural understanding wants you to work. Peace that comes from God always says, I do the work, you do the doing if I tell you to do it. Until then, just say it, decree it, and call it. And then guess what? The battle and the working and the sweating at the brow, so to say, it's all mine, not yours. See, God cares for us more than we see it. God wants to have control more over us than we understand, because what we end up doing is having control to say, God said this situation needs to be changed. So what do? We start controlling it to change it. God says, release yourself from that control. I don't want you to move control. I want you to move in honor by doing, not in a control through work. Okay? And so today, as we close this broadcast, remember these things. These will set you free, help you out, and it'll empower you more than you could ever imagine or think possible. And these will help you to understand exactly what it is God wants you to do in your life. So before we close today, I want to sort of bring you to something that God put in my spirit a while back. I wrote a book recently called Power Attraction. And actually, the book just came to our office today. We have the ebook on the website, and the book we're actually putting on there as I speak today, called Power Attraction, and it is attracting things from the Christ within you. And it's the thickest book I've ever written. The book is almost 400 pages. And so this book will totally transform and renew your life. And I will teach you and show you and train you how to attract the things in your life. These are things that are even different from any course I've brought forth. Power Attraction will show you everything in the universe, everything in creation is being drawn to you or leaving you. Everything is. Your life consists of everything from a magnetism point of view. And so I want to show you from a biblical point of view how that actually happens. I even had my editor, who is one of my very dear friends, even come to me and said, you know what, Jeremy? She said, I've heard you talk about this a lot of times, and I was slowly getting it. When I began to read this book and just sort of fix it grammatically and do some things, you know, when I read what you wrote in this book, she said, it changed my life. I finally saw the Word of God totally different how you pointed it out in the book. That's the biggest honor you can ever have, folks. And so I want to encourage you today, go to the website, identitynetwork.net. You'll see on the front page of the homepage, the new book and ebook of Power Attraction. And once again, it's a really large book. You're going to love it. So I want to encourage you, order the book or ebook today. I want you to be the first ones that will have it in your hand to get it. Or you can call the office and you can order it that way as well. 205-362-7133. That's 205-362-7133. When you call, just say, hey, I heard Jeremy talk about on the broadcast his brand new book called Power Attraction. I want that book. All right, and we'll make sure that we get you a signed copy. Just let them know. Just say, hey, can Jeremy autograph it for me? I would be delighted to autograph it for you. All right, so let us know. God bless you. We'll talk to you soon.